Everybody, welcome to another episode of It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You with me, La La La, let me explain. And I want to start off today by saying happy Valentine's Day. I hope, well, you know what? For some of you, you're just going to be like, Valentine's, Schmalentine's, shut up. I don't care. And some of you are going to be like, this is the most romantic day of the year. And some of you are going to be really annoying on Instagram and posting up like your man putting petals all over the place and putting on a bit of like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on, and lighting candles everywhere. And all of us single people will be like, he's definitely cheating on you. That's a sign. Not really. It's not. A man being nice to you on Valentine's Day is not a sign that he's cheating on you. Don't listen to me. Sometimes I chat shit. But it's one of them days, isn't it? And I feel like I need to make a nod to it because a lot of my audience are listening because either they're in relationships. Well, actually, that just covers everyone, doesn't it? Either they're in relationships or they're single. But you know what? It can be a bit of a day for people. You know, it's either going to be a day where your partner has come through and you really expected them to and they really smashed it, or it's going to be a day where maybe you're thinking, well, what, how does he feel about me? Because this has been really disappointing. This card is not something I'd like. I remember when I was with my son's dad, he got me a Valentine's present and it was just so opposite of it. It was this big, huge teddy bear that had this like holding this sign saying, I love you. And it's just not me. It's just not my style. And it was like, you don't know me. So there's that. There can be like disappointing presents, or you can be in a situationship with someone and you weren't sure if it was a situationship and you're waiting for him to give you that message, that happy Valentine's Day message, and he's not sent it. So if you're in that situation, block, delete, move on, because no Valentine's message is a message. They are trying to tell you something. So anyway, I've kind of felt like I've waffled on about Valentine's Day enough now. And instead of talking more about Valentine's Day, I'm going to just get into the questions as per normal. But just remember, it is just a day like any other day. Galentine's is even better than Valentine's. If you are single and you're single next year, come to one of my Galentine's patron parties. You can meet a load of lovely, like-minded women. Celebrate your friends today. Ring them up and tell them that you are their secret admirer. If you've got kids, treat them. I always get my son a card and a little present or some flowers or some chocolate on Valentine's Day to just show him that I love him. Love can come in many, many different forms. Get your dog a little treat for Valentine's. Tell your mum that you love her. Let this be a day of love, whether you are single or not. So let's get straight into it.
Hi, Lala. So I've been seeing a guy casually for about 6 months. It's always been mainly sex-based, but recently we started hanging out more and I'm an idiot. I've caught feelings. I told him I'd be up for more and he says he really likes me, but he isn't sure he's ready to be a dad. I have kids, he doesn't, we're in our mid-30s. He also has this humiliation kink and finds himself going off a partner once they care for him. He's in the waiting list for therapy at the moment and he wants to reassess how he feels after he's done some work. After our conversation, he started messaging me more and things felt good. We saw each other last week and had a great time, great sex, etc. I messaged him the next day and just got an emoji reply. Since then, nothing. I know I'm being unreasonable and he's communicated how he feels with me, but I feel hurt. What do I do? Lock it off and move on, or wait around and potentially just get my feelings more hurt? I like this guy, but I just can't work out if I'm being a fool.
Firstly, you're not an idiot for catching feelings. What are you supposed to do when you're regularly hanging out with someone who you like enough to invite inside your body all the time? It stands to reason that you would start naturally developing feelings for people who you are constantly having sex with. You know, you're having sex with them because you like them. This all makes sense that you would start falling for them. But I would suggest that locking it off is the most sensible thing that you can do here to protect yourself. Because it's really, really hard to stop yourself from developing feelings for someone. And it is especially hard to do if you're sporadically shagging that person while telling yourself that you need to quell those feelings and stay cool and casual because your feelings are scaring them. He's saying that he definitely doesn't want a relationship with you right now, and you need to remind yourself of that. And I think that his answer about not wanting to be a dad says a lot. You didn't ask him to be a dad to your child. Well, I'm assuming you didn't. You didn't mention that in the letter. He's looking at you as a package with kids even though you're not out here begging for him to be a stepdad. And the way that he said that makes me think he'll never want that. It sounds like you're maybe thinking that he could be more on board with getting feelings after he's done some work in therapy, but therapy isn't a quick fix. And sometimes you get a lot more fucked up while you're getting better. Sometimes therapy can send you hurtling backwards and processing a lot of stuff before you get more to a point where you're like, wow, okay, I've been through that. I've dealt with that. It's not a quick fix. It is a long and lengthy process. So I wouldn't be sitting here holding my breath until therapy is done. Holding out hope until some therapy endpoint is a really bad idea for you. The humiliation kink sounds more to me like an avoidant attachment, because there are ways of fulfilling a humiliation kink while still forming a relationship. But I guess if you really wanted to, you really wanted him back and you really wanted to try to emotionally manipulate him, you could be like, jokes, as if I'd ever like you, you pathetic, useless, tiny penis, little nobody. And he might like that and want to stick around. I'm obviously not suggesting that as a real thing, but I'm curious as to whether he practiced the kink in bed with you or whether he's just pulled this out of the bag for the first time as soon as you said that you wanted more. You know, I joked about the humiliation thing and it might work, actually. Turning around and being like, ugh, you're gross, might work if this humiliation kink thing is genuine. But pretending not to care so that he doesn't go off you isn't a sustainable option. I think his lack of message and the one emoji response is a message. He's creating distance so that you're clear where you stand. I don't think any of the options would make you a fool, but I think you probably wouldn't be doing yourself any favours by waiting around to see if he changes, if you want love and reciprocity and commitment in your life. Okay, the next question for today says,
hey Lala, I had sex with my partner of 9 months and straight away I have lots of smelly discharge and itchiness. He stood me up the day before and didn't turn up to my house as planned. He said he had a drink at home and fell asleep. He turned up to my house the next day and we argued about it and then had sex. And this is the first time after sleeping with him that I've had this issue. To be honest, I think I know deep down what he's done. I've never had this problem after sleeping with him before. I know my vagina and this doesn't feel right. What are the chances he's cheating on me and giving me VV?
Let me start this out by saying I am not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I am a trained sexual health and relationships educator. I do have experience of working in sexual health clinics. But if you want actual medical advice, you must go to a trained medical practitioner. But this is such a hard one to answer. If you followed me for any length of time, then you will know that I often talk about the link between bacterial vaginosis and fuckboys. BV, which obviously stands for bacterial vaginosis, is not a sexually transmitted infection. You'll know you've got BV if your discharge starts to stink, although it could be other causes, so don't just assume, always get tested. But BV comes with a smelly, watery discharge, very fishy smelling. It's not fun at all having BV. And vaginas can develop BV without ever having ever had any sex. You can have never had sex in your life and you could get bacterial vaginosis. BV is caused by a change in the natural bacteria in your vagina when the pH balance goes out of whack. It can be caused by things like douching, washing with soap, having an IUD, sex, vaginal surgery, all sorts of things. And it's more common in smokers, apparently. Bacterial vaginosis is not a certified sign that a partner has cheated on you. And it is very possible that something triggered it other than sex. He could have had an unclean dick, for example. An unwashed willy is definitely a culprit. The sex could also have triggered it without it being because he cheated. The alkaline of sperm can upset the acidity of the vagina. However, if your regular penis goes into a new vagina and then goes into you, then yes, it could cause BV. It's just not a guarantee that this is the cause. But in my non-scientific research, backed by absolutely no science, though I will die on this hill, when men are sleeping with multiple women or other women, your vagina knows and she lets you know by stinking up the place in protest. I've never had BV and not later found out that my guy wasn't community dick. And same with all my friends. And with the thousands of women who have shared their stories in my comments sections whenever I have written about this. I've also had many messages from sexual health medical professionals who've confirmed the link. but who say that the reason that there is no proper study into this is because women's health is deeply neglected, under-researched and underfunded. Men obviously can't catch bacterial vaginosis, vaginosis being the clue in the title, but penises can carry the bacteria that cause it. So essentially, it could be carried from one vagina to another. And also, because that kind of research would have to rely on men telling the truth about sleeping with other people, it would probably be flawed anyway. Like, how could you study 50 women who keep getting recurrent BV or who've suddenly had BV on a particular date without, you'd have to go to their men and say, did you cheat on somebody at that time? And rely on them to be totally truthful to be able to make that link. And I'm not sure that it's ever been done, but women anecdotally will tell you there is a link, but no doctor could ever tell you what the chances are that he's cheated on you. It is completely impossible to say because of all the stuff I've just said about the fact that it might not have come from sex. So yeah, no doctor will ever be able to say these are the chances that he's cheated on you. It's completely impossible to say that. There is just as much chance that he's cheated as there is that he just hasn't washed his dick. The first thing that I would recommend that you do is make sure that it's BV. You can get a home test kit from most chemists. You can get a little yellow stick and it goes green once you've stuck it inside yourself to indicate if it's BV or not. If it's positive, you can wait to see if it clears on its own, or you can get the gel treatments from the pharmacy or tablets from your GP, which are more effective than the gel treatments. You can also buy them online via Superdrug's online service. I would also recommend booking in for a sexually transmitted infection test, either in a clinic or you can also order online to rule out anything else. If you have an STI, it's going to be pretty clear that he's cheated on you, given that its onset was immediately after sex. The red flag here is that your gut is telling you that his falling asleep drunk and standing you up story is bollocks, and that he wasn't answering your calls because he was with another woman. And it does seem suspicious that he did that, and then instantly your vagina went mental. But as I said, there's no way of being 100% certain. And I think you should communicate with him, talk to him and tell him that you're worried about how your vagina has reacted and see what he says. And also, I'd say reflect on the rest of the relationship. Are there other red flags or concerns? Only you will know how to proceed. I probably wouldn't end an incredible, amazing, wonderful long-term relationship for this, but I'd end one where I didn't fully trust him in the first place. But that really is down to you. Follow your gut, follow your vagina, and go to the GP. Hi guys, it's me, and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts. And our final question for today says,
hi, Lala. I feel like I'm currently in some sort of situationship with someone who I keep getting drawn back to. We talk more or less every day, but I can't help but feel self-conscious of my body every time we have sex. I think he just keeps coming back to me because I'm putting myself in that position of allowing him to. And I feel like I'm doing it to try and feel like I am enough. Does he even like my body or does he just like the sex? What is this feeling? How do I overcome feeling like this and just be confident?
You stop shagging him. That's what you do, because it is never worth feeling this way. And it's much less likely that you'd feel this way if you were having sex with someone who made you feel like a goddess. If you have to ask me these questions, it's because he's not giving you the answers. And you actually shouldn't even have to ask him, like, do you find me attractive? Do you like having sex with me? You shouldn't have to ask the man that you're sleeping with the answer to those questions. You definitely shouldn't have to be asking other people, because asking other people means that you can't ask him. And if we're in sexual relationships with people that we can't have good communication with, even if it's just casual sex, we shouldn't be shagging them. How can they be inside your body if you can't even feel safe communicating with them? You should know exactly where you stand with people that you're sleeping with. I will not have sex with anyone who doesn't make me feel like I am the most spectacular buffeting they have ever seen. I will not continue having sex with someone if during foreplay they're not like, Jesus Christ, you are so sexy, your tits are amazing, you've got the most beautiful vagina, well, maybe not vagina, vulva I've ever seen. Maybe they might think my vagina too, who knows? Your eyes are incredible, look at your legs, woohoo. I want them to praise me the whole way through. And for your information, just a little side note, a great way of getting them to do this is to tell them you've got a praise kink. I found that it works much better than being like, can you please compliment me continuously because I'm really insecure. Telling them like, yeah, I get really turned on by someone praising me. Then fail proof guaranteed the whole way through. They're like, you're so sexy. Really works. And if it doesn't, in the bin, do not ever have sex with that person again. Because you cannot enjoy sex if you're feeling self-conscious. It's incongruent. You need to be out of your head and into the sex. And if you're constantly worrying about how you look and whether he likes what he sees and feels, then you can never lose yourself enough to really experience pleasure. So you're probably having the sex purely for him. That's what I feel like with this situation. You're describing this nervous, insecure feeling that you're getting from sex. And so I'm imagining, because I've been there many times before in my younger years, that you're having that kind of sex, which is purely allowing him to masturbate with your body, essentially whilst you lay there feeling inadequate. Or maybe what I've done before as well is putting on a porn performance, like so many of us do, because you want him to think that the sex is great so that he keeps coming back, because him keep coming back validates you in some way. So instead of actually enjoying the sex and actually feeling good, you're doing this whole like, yeah, you know, like I'm not even going to start making noises and stuff that would ruin your day. But you know what I mean? That horrible over the top screaming porn performance that we do entirely to impress men. We mustn't rely on other people for confidence and self-esteem. But it's also super important that the people we sleep with do make us feel good about ourselves. And if he isn't, I would absolutely stop sleeping with him and start building your own confidence and your own self-esteem so that you are not going into situations like this and allowing men who don't make you feel entirely great to keep, you know, that you don't keep coming back to them. So she wrote this to me. I wrote the answer. And then last night, she actually updated me. But I'd already written the answer, so I wanted to give the answer because I think a lot of people are in this situation. But she actually updated me and she said that she's just found out that all he wants from her is sex. I don't know how she's found this out. He's obviously told her this. She said, all he wants is sex. So that answers my question of not feeling enough. So I want to end by saying that him only wanting sex doesn't define whether you are enough or not. He doesn't have the power or capability of deciding if you are enough. Him just wanting to have sex with you, pure sex, not a relationship. He just feels like you are not a relationship match to him. And who is he? Who is he? Is he the boss of Wifeland? You know what I mean? He doesn't get to decide whether you are enough. You are enough. You are more than enough, and you will be enough for somebody who sees you as a match in a relationship. Not him. He can go fuck off. He sounds like he was absolutely shit in bed anyway. No loss. You're a spectacular buffeting. Block, delete, move on. And there we go. Happy Valentine's Day. I love you. If no one else does, and if no one else sends you a message today, DM me on Instagram. I'll write back a loving poem. I'm really good at writing poems. Let me make one up now. Roses are red, violets are blue. If you're dating anyone like the three men in this episode, tell them, fuck you. Freestyle poetry. There we go. Come back on Friday. I can't promise there'll be any more freestyle poetry, but I will be joined by Ashley James from Made in Chelsea this morning. Amazing mum influencer. So join us then for more dating dilemmas. Is this a red flag? We'll hear her icks. I hope to hear you, see you. I hope you hear me, whatever. Come back on Friday. I love you all. La la la, let me explain. This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.